good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, January 17th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Scott Hawley. He's become a friend. We greatly appreciate him. He is a veteran, family man, lives right up here in Antrim County, and he does sales for walk-in tubs and walk-in showers. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
And you're actually at a customer's home right now. You're doing a free home visit down at Jeff's house in Traverse City.
That is correct. And thankfully, he's let me use his Wi-Fi as well. So I appreciate that.
Well, that's really cool. Tell Jeff, thank you very much. And I want to talk to you, Scott, about our tub. And we've had it just a few months now. And we greatly enjoy it almost every night, every other night, maybe every third night. But I got to tell you, you get into a habit of using this thing, and it feels like a massage, a deep tissue massage. And my massage therapist down in Traverse City, Lucy, called me, and she said, Randy, where are you? And I said, well, sorry, Lucy, but ever since we got this tub, I really don't need a massage. And she, oh, yeah, yeah, you got to come back and see me. Come see me. But the thing of it is, and of course, it's a mechanical thing. It's made in a factory in Tennessee. There's always little things that need to be tweaked after you get it installed. And I put in a phone call. Now, Mike, the installer you lined up for us, he came in and one day banged out the installation, did a great job, cleaned up after themselves. I mean, they didn't even get any stains on the carpet walking upstairs and in the hallway. But one thing that happened is he left us a handrail. And he said, Randy, can I make a suggestion? And I'm like, sure, Mike, what? He said, don't have me mount this handrail just yet. And I said, okay, why? And he said, well, use the tub a little bit, you and the wife both, and see where you think the best location would be for this handrail to be mounted. Because once you mount it, it's mounted. It's not going anywhere.
Yep.
And he says, you know, I'm going to drill holes in the enclosure. I'm going to tie into the studs. I'm going to mount this thing, and it's there, baby. It ain't going nowhere. And I said, okay, you know what? That's a good idea. So we laid it on the floor over next to the bathroom cabinet, been laying on the tile floor ever since we got the tub installed. Also, the little clear cover that goes over top of the switches, I noticed that the protective clear cover started to break away a little bit from the unit itself. Kind of a little bit of a gap. I kind of pushed it back in there, and it held in place okay. So I showed him that. And I said, but guys, I am anal retentive. I am the biggest perfectionist on planet Earth. If you're going to do something,
perfectionist, yeah.
Do it right. Right, Scott?
That's right.
Right? And I said, and Scott told me, you know, here's how you hose it down with the handheld shower handheld wand. And then you use a dry cotton towel to wipe the tub down and get it nice and dry and clean. I noticed on the inner door there was a slight little, not a scratch, not a deep cut acrylic scratch, but I kind of noticed a scuff, like somebody rubbed up against it maybe with a tool belt or happened in the factory and nobody saw it. It was so microscopic. Unless the light hit it just right, you don't even see it, right?
Yep.
I said, guys, can you fix that? And Jared, the guy that was here, the service technician, goes, oh, heck yeah. He said, I do this in the factory. I might have been sitting in your tub in Tennessee. And I went, no way. And he goes, yeah, and I just missed it. Goes down to the truck. He gets this bottle of 3M light polishing compound. It said on the label on the front of it, I read it, 3,000 grit. That's how fine. I mean, it was like barely an abrasive. He had this little drill with this little pad, and he put about a quarter size spot of it on there. And he turned it on and he started rubbing it in a circular motion. And he goes, can you show me where it's at now? And I got a light. You know the light that's built into the tub?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
You can go through the different colors, right?
Well, yep, I turned it on. Therapy.
Yeah, the color therapy, right? Well, I turned it on the bright, I call it the stadium light for when you're drying it out, when you're draining the tub. You turn that stadium light on, man, you can see every drop of water in the tub, right?
Mm-hmm.
I turned that sucker on, bone dry. I couldn't find it. It was gone. And I looked at him and I said, dude, you're amazing, man. He was such, the thing of it is they were in and out of the house in roughly about an hour to do all the things that I wanted them to do. They mounted the rail in a perfect spot for us, for Vicky to be able to get in and out of the tub now. Just so excited. And I got to tell you, thank you for coming to our house and telling us about this, showing us all the features and getting the financing for us, getting the professional installation done. But, I mean, this is basically, like with Jeff in Traverse City, this is basically what you're doing basically for your living. This is what you do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing it right now. I'm very thankful for Jeff for letting me utilize his internet and actually his kitchen table. And what's funny is him and I were just talking about the grab bar thing. Obviously the unit itself's got those two built-in grab bars on the inside of the unit, and we bring that third 18-inch grab bar to put pretty much wherever you want. And similar to what you did, we were talking and, you know, basically once that pub gets set in there, hey, you know, I always tell the installers, let them get in it. Watch them get in it. And if they put their hand somewhere on the wall, that's guess what? That's where that grab bar is going.
That's probably where it needs to go. Well, I had them put it in a location that I'm sure you've never had anybody else do. And I want to explain that. I'm going to send people the picture. If you want to see this picture of where I had to put this grab bar, just text me the grab bar. Just text me bar, okay? This is what we do, okay? And I'm going to share this with you. Vicky and I are married. We've been married for 40 years. We love each other, okay? Well, one pet peeve that Vicky had is she you turn the tub on and you got the heated seat and the heated back, right? And it starts heating up in about 5 to 10 minutes. It starts getting warm because let's face it, it's upstairs and it's not, you know, your body temperature. It's not 98.6. So it really bugged her to get in, even with the heated seat on and the heated bottom in the back, and then close the door and then, you know, push the drain down and turn the water on and let it sit there and wait for it to fill up. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So I went into the garage. I actually, out of my travel trailer, we had a little folding little tiny step stool, right? It's like 8 inches off the ground. I went out and got that, and I put it next to the toilet. She's looking at me. She goes, what are you doing? And I said, watch this. So I closed the drain. I turned the water on. It started filling up. And it got up to, you know, where it gets over the calf jets, like where when you're doing your feet and your calves?
Yep, okay. The footwell.
And the footwell. That's what it's called, the footwell. Yeah. So I got the footwell filled up, and I said, okay, step on the little black step. I want you to step on the toilet lid. I closed the toilet lid. I said, I want you to stand on the toilet lid. I'm going to be right here. I'm gonna help you. I'm going to hold you. Then I want you to throw your leg over and step onto the seat to get into the tub, and then turn around and put your feet on the footwell. She's like, are you crazy? I said, no, I want you to do this, right? Sure enough, that grab bar is exactly where she needed it to grab a hold of it when she lets go of me to be able to step onto the seat, right?
Yep.
But then she's done, and I'm a tightwad. I'm not going to drain the water, okay, and then refill it for me and use all that hot water. Get up, stand on the step, grab the grab bar now, step on the toilet, step on the travel trailer, little mini step, towel off, and I'm getting in, right? She's like, you're a stingy bastard, okay? You can't even get fresh water for your own tub. This is too much information. I shouldn't even be talking about it, but we only have 9 listeners on the radio anyway, right? So the thing of it is, Scott, that grab bar, we did it last night. Oh, my God. It worked so perfect. She can get into the tub now without me.
Wonderful.
And I'm like, nah, I'm still going to be standing here watching you because my luck is you'll slip or something and then you'll yell and blame it on me. So, no, I'm going to spot you. I'm going to spot you.
Sounds like some gymnastics going on in there and you might need a spotter for that.
Exactly. It's like I'm Ben Pretzen 500 pounds and she needs to be here to spot me, you know? Yeah. So, anyway, we do our tubbies. We are mushy. We're in our bathrobes. We're walking down. I got the French vanilla, lavender, and this citrus lemon, Yankee Doodle candles, you know?
Yep.
And we got those going, and I got the music playing. She's listening to George Winston on the piano, playing his autumn or winter, December album. We literally, Scott, dried off, got in bed, and she started snoring in about 30 seconds.
Wow.
I have never seen her fall asleep that quick. So thank you for that experience with my wife and that tub. And basically, this is what you do. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you to come, like Jeff's doing this morning, having you at his house? What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I leave myself, Randy, very available. Obviously, you know, shoot me a call or a text. Works out just fine. You know, we can go and kind of look, compare calendars, compare schedules, and kind of find a day when I can, make it out and kind of go over all the features together. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Because I know this is a special phone number that you've actually come up with just for our listeners of Trucker Randy. And the reason you went to this expense, Scott, is because as a bonus, when they call this number or they text this number, you know it's a Trucker Randy listener, and you're giving them a $500 discount for being part of our radio family.
Yeah.
So I want to give this number out. He went out literally, folks, and got this Verizon cell phone just for our listeners. The number is 231-534-0755. Again, 231-534-0755. If you want me to text you that information, just text me Scott. Just text me Scott, and I'll send you the contact phone number. Also, his favorite product is available for you to see online. SafeStepTub.com is their website at the factory down there in Tennessee. Jared mentioned to me that he travels all over the United States for the company, and he's actually training a new guy, and that's what he was here for, Scott. So tell Jeff thank you very much for using the Wi-Fi and taking your time away from your discussion with him. Tell him thank you, thank you, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
I will. Thank you, Randy. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Go Lions, eh?
Go Lions.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for this Friday, final segment for this week. Man, I am so much looking forward to this Lions game. Man, I hope and pray they win. Oh, this would be so great for them to move on. Home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Bring on the next team and then go to the Super Bowl. You know, this will be awesome. I got a couple of text messages. People are laughing at me. Randy, way too much information. I know. And don't tell Vicky. If you guys see her, we're at some events in the future. Do not tell her what I said on the radio about us sharing bathwater through our Safe Step back bathtub. She would punch me right in the head. Don't be talking about what we do. Okay, all right, whatever. She's working at the clerk's office today. And looking forward, by the way, Monday is President's Day. And she goes, you know, I get a three-day weekend. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't have to work on Monday. I'm like, why? She goes, because it's President's Day. I thought that was in February. What the heck? So President's Day is Inauguration Day? No, I don't think so. I think she got her calendar screwed up. Is that really a thing on Monday? So anyway, she claims she's not working. So we'll see. Let me hit the Google Map coordinator calendar. Let's see, Monday the 20th. Oh, no, she's wrong. Bubba, you're wrong. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's what it is. Not President's Day is in February, right? Right after Valentine's Day. Usually, what, February 20th? I don't know. But anyway, this is our secret, okay? This is just between us. If you ever see Miss Vicky, do not tell her that I said it on the radio about us sharing bathwater. But I'm too stingy. She takes a shower every morning anyway. So I'm like, okay, you go in first. You enjoy it. When you're done, then I get in. See what I do is a little trick. You drain just a little bit of water, and then you turn the hot, hot, hot water like all the way up. And man, just heats that baby right back up for like 20 seconds of hot water, full blast hot. And then I'm good to go. So anyway, we have so much fun on the show. Greatly appreciate you guys. I got four people. Ilona down in Ann Arbor area, she asked me for a couple of stickers. Going to mail them out there to her and Tim. Greatly appreciate you guys listening. We've got, Joe, he's asked for some more. Terry, really appreciate him. He's up in Rogers City. And Dale in Sheboygan. Dale has asked for some as well. If you know some small businesses, like, for example, Tom and Karen Curtis at Curtis Gunsmithing, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey, they have rear window stickers. Let's see who else. Oh, Randy Walker, the mailman up there in the Brutus area, I believe. Alanson, Levering, wherever the heck he's at. Randy has some in his mail truck. So if you know Randy personally, ask him for some rear window stickers. But if you guys know some businesses that might become sponsors, might be interested in helping us get rear window stickers out there for their customers, go in and talk to them. Tell them to listen to the music. Don't tell them to listen to my show. Whatever you do, don't tell them to listen to my show. Tell them to listen to the music after 12 noon. Go in at lunchtime and say, hey, check out this radio station. If you like the music, I've got a few window stickers here for you to put on the counter. Maybe some of your customers, the loyal customers, will come in and want to put a sticker on their vehicle. Greatly appreciate that. Do that for us. We'd appreciate it. And then I would like to talk to that small business. Maybe they would become a sponsor. And they can, by the way, thanks to our great engineer for programming automation, Devin Lawrence, we can run their commercials during the music only. They don't want to run their commercials during my show. Man, if they heard me advertising on that crazy guy's show, they would stop coming into my store. No way do I want to alienate them. No problem. We can run commercials just during the music and weekends. They don't have to be part of Your Defending Fathers. We can separate it. So make sure you let that people know, business owners know that as well. If they agree with us politically, they agree with what we talk about on the show, they can advertise on both the show and the music, or just during the show. We have a few slots that we can get them in just during the show if they want to do that as well. We'll do whatever they want to do. We don't want to alienate any customers, but at the same time, we do what we do. Not going to change it. Not going to change it in any way, shape, or form. Sorry, just not what we do. So, with that, I want to wrap it up with this. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank you, our radio family, our listeners. I want to thank God for everything that's happening in our world, everything that's happening in our state, everything that's happening in our communities. What's going on with all of us? We have our trials, tribulations, things that we're working through. That's why we are going to have prayer segments on the show. So if you have a prayer request, send it to me over the weekend. We'll say a prayer for you. We'll talk to some of our prayer warriors. We'll get that out there for you as well. But hopefully the Lions win tomorrow. We have a great weekend. It's going to be nice weather today and tomorrow. And then it's getting cold, baby. Monday is going to be cold. Have a great weekend. Greatly appreciate you guys. Thank you. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. We'll see you on the radio, God willing, Monday morning. Have a great weekend and go Lions!
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and